Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
By the way, he's going to be in town on Saturday night, Ace Frehley.
Sylvester Stallone?
No, Ace Frehley from Kiss is going to be in town on Saturday night.
Oh.
I believe he's at the Ameristar, if I'm not mistaken.
Aww.
Yep.
So, Scott, I played that clip for you. You got hit pretty hard yesterday. Are you getting back up and moving forward?
How are we doing?
I am moving forward. It was this time yesterday I told you about how I got hacked, and literally, as I explained to a good friend of mine today, the hackers knocked on the door and I unlocked it for them.
You unlocked it for them, put out a welcome mat, and said, please,
come on in
and steal all of my things.
Get you a cold beverage?
No.
Didn't even make them take off their shoes.
I mean, if you guys missed the podcast about what happened to Scott, it's the very first hour yesterday. It is worth your time because we figured out in real time on the show what the mistake that you made that you didn't even realize.
I made a couple of mistakes.
You had
made. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
So anyway, went to the bank this morning, unfroze my checking account long enough to close it and have it transferred into a new account.
Good.
Thank you, Nancy Miller, from wherever the hell you're from. So now I have an insurance bill that is due in 4 days.
Yep.
So I'm going over to my mom's tomorrow morning. This is the inconvenience of allowing yourself to be hacked.
It's a lot less inconvenient than having someone steal everything that you own and your identity.
You're right. And so tomorrow morning I'm going over to my mom's. This morning I went to the bank. Tomorrow morning I'm going to my mom's. She's going to pay all of my bills with her card.
And then you pay her.
And then I'm going to give her cash.
Good.
And then Friday, is his name Cody Akins? Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, Cody Akins.
Cody Akins is coming over to the house on Friday at 9 to scrub my computer clean.
Okay. He's going to need an extra SOS pad. Bring extra Brillo.
I have an update.
From Nancy Miller. And by the way, her name is not Nancy Miller. She was calling you from China or India.
It was India.
What's your name? Nancy. Okay.
Miller. And when I wrote it down on a piece of paper, I laughed. I had to silence my phone.
Yet you still had a conversation with this woman for 40 minutes, but go ahead.
So anyway, this morning, T leaves for work, and she leaves the house at 6:45. I get up, I put on my blue Stafford robe, and I'm watching the news, minding my own business.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing laundry, tidying up the house. 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heading to the bank at 9. Mm-hmm. Already know that.
Yep.
So in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to get in the shower. I'm sipping coffee and watching the news in my very nice chair in the primary bedroom.
Okay.
Phone rings. And it's a number from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that's got to be spam. And I just I send it straight to voicemail. It rings immediately back. Same number, same city.
We got a live one.
I go, who in the hell?
Oh, could it be Nancy Miller or Greg?
So anyway, I answer it and I go, hello? Clearly annoyed. Because if I don't have you saved in my...
Yeah, why are you calling me?
You know, I do have some relatives in Texas. Maybe this is one that I don't have the number for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling with bad news. My cousin's dead.
Her name's Nancy Miller. She wants to be part of your family.
So I said, hello? And she goes, hi, this is Microsoft IT tech support.
Oh, great. Oh, please tell me you recorded that call.
I did not. I go, oh... And I had my wits about me.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, thank you so much for calling me back.
Yes, thank you.
And she goes, well, it's my pleasure. What can I do? I'm not kidding you. This is a true story. And I said, this wouldn't happen to be Nancy Miller, would it? And she goes, yes.
Wow.
And I go, Nancy, thank you for calling me back. I'm not kidding you.
You have got to be kidding me. They had the nerve to call you again.
I said, Nancy, thank you so much for returning the call. She goes, what can I do to help you?
She wanted you to turn the computer back on.
I cannot repeat for sake of losing this license.
You didn't string her on for another 30 seconds?
No.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I told her to go do something to herself.
Right, and it wasn't go have a nice meal on me, although they probably are because they have all of your credit card information. Do you have the laptop or desktop? Has it ever been opened since you figured out they got in?
No.
You just shut it and you never opened it again?
That is correct.
That's why they are calling you.
Yeah, she was going to say, we can solve your problem by turning your laptop back on. Yes, I spoke to my boss,
and if you just open your laptop and you type in these four or five keystrokes, we're going to help you.
So I am normally a very calm...
Oh, what I would not have given to be there when that call came in.
I'm very passive, relaxed. I lit her up. I told her to go do something to herself.
Right.
I told her she is a... Oh, I forgot about this part. I told her she belonged in prison. I told her she's a hacker. Well, I said, you're a hacker bee. And she says to me, and I'm not kidding. She goes, are you accusing me of being a scammer? And I go, I'm not accusing you.
Nancy.
I said, Nancy.
If that's even your real name, which it's not.
You are a scammer. And I told her to go burn in hell.
Good. And then you hung up?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't call back, did they?
No, they did not.
They're like, yeah, the one in Kansas City, he's on to us. Let's move on.
He's no good.
Let's move on.
That fish is off the line. Yeah, that happened this morning.
Make sure to have Cody check your internet connection as well, because they can download stuff into your modem.
Oh, God, I agree. That's what I don't
want. Stop!
I know. Just have him scrub everything.
Download stuff into my modem? I don't even know what that means.
That is beyond my realm of knowledge, I know that it's an option.
What is a modem?
Oh, boy.
We'll talk. You know what?
So there's this thing called the internet.
We're going to handle this offline. He will help you scrub all of it, and it's going to be fine. But it was a huge public service. I'm sorry that it happened to you. If you want a tutorial on what not to do when someone calls you and says, you know, we're going to help you with your computer because it's frozen, listen to the first hour of the program yesterday.
I was just floored that they had the gall to call me
back. Because they thought they had a live one, and they did.
I know.
For an hour, you were on the phone with them.
I know.
All right, there's only one topic today, and it's all 4 hours as far as I'm concerned.
Is this Poop Cruise?
This is not a...
I'm not talking about poop for 4 hours.
Run, do not walk.
It's a runs.
It's a runs, do not walk.
Very funny.
You guys, go home tonight. And then Michael Mackey is calling in tomorrow about this. The Netflix documentary, it is super short, called Floating Disaster. The Poop Cruise is the number one trending show on Netflix right now. It's just one. It's like 45 minutes long. I know in life bad things happen, and sometimes those things are not funny. If you were in the middle of this cruise ship in the mid-2000s that lost power and the toilet stopped working, there was nothing funny about what was going on at that time, right?
Okay.
I could not breathe. I was laughing so hard watching the interviews about multiple days. These people, no air conditioning. No working toilets. We'll just leave it at that. And we're going to play the trailer for you when we have it. We can do that when we get back if we need to. I'm telling you, Scott, you are going to cry. You will be laughing so hard. Because it's many years later. No one died. Like, you would not wish what happened to those people on your worst enemy.
It's not many years later. This was like 3 years ago.
It is the interviews with the people who had to go through what they went through on that cruise ship. And then the lies that Carnival told the media in the beginning. There was no Wi-Fi on board. So Carnival puts out this nice release to CNN that says, you know, we had some equipment malfunction. Everybody's doing great. We're on it. We're working on it.
Good afternoon. Welcome on board the beautiful Triumph.
We just love going on cruises. The food, the pool, the water slide. I mean, what more could you ask?
This was absolutely the bachelorette party that I had dreamed of.
We were like, this is awesome.
And then the lights go out.
Attention. Air fatigue.
Oh my God.
Air fatigue.
Help!
More than 4,000 people are stuck on a cruise ship that is dead in the water.
That's when all of us were like, what the f***?
When power goes, that's it. Everything's out.
It was immediately crisis mode.
But the toilets weren't working. Well, we can do a number one in the shower. And then...
I'm telling you, it got bad fast.
I would never expect having to poop in a red bag.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. Suddenly, everyone's out for themselves.
You could hear the panic. We were starting to smell urine.
Oh, my God.
It was terrifying.
We had camera people, crews on boats, a helicopter up in the air.
Fights broke out.
Oh, the ship is on fire. What the is happening on this cruise ship?
It's like shantytown.
It's like something that came out of a nightmare movie.
The snowball has started to roll, and there's no stopping it.
My God, it's chaos.
The interviews with the people who live to tell the story of, again, it's called Floating Disaster, the poop cruise, and the ship wasn't the only thing floating.
Is it a Sam?
It is a short documentary. Okay. More of a sad, short documentary.
Oh, and it was sad.
If you don't short have the warped sense of humor that Scott and I share, and to some extent, Sam, but Scott and I, you are... Then you're going to have empathy. You're going to be like, oh my God, those poor people.
I don't have any empathy
but
for them.
But if you're Scott and I'm telling you right now, I could not breathe. I was laughing so hard at some of the interviews and what they say about what they were told. You know, everyone's heard of a cruise director that's like, and good morning, cruise shippers.
Well, buffet is open
yes,
at 11.
Buffet is open. We've got bingo. They interview the woman who is that voice, who is the cruise ship director that has to go on that intercom and tell everyone what the directions are, if it's number one or number two.
No.
And she says it in that voice.
What's wrong?
By now, you've probably noticed the toilets aren't working.
Yeah, so I got a floater in there.
We're going to be coming around with bags. And then then they just cut to all of the interviews. And there's this one guy on trying to propose to his girlfriend.
So what were
he goes, wait, what?
Hang on. I've got some questions. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So, riddle me a couple things, Batman. Mm-hmm. Apparently, according to the trailer, they pass out these little red bags for people to go number
yes.
two in.
Yes.
On the poop cruise.
Yes. The poor staff. Oh, my God.
And so, were these bags like you would take on a walk with your dog, real small mm-hmm. ones? Or were they like grocery bags? Or were they like trash bags?
Right. So... how do I describe the bags?
More I can of a, describe it.
More of a biohazard bag. They're red marked biohazard. And then...
So they're small. You've got to put these right on the spot.
Multiple... keep in mind, in the dark, there are no lights on this cruise ship.
Well, poop during the day.
There are no lights. Food is running out. People are demanding they open the bars.
Yeah, that'll help.
Right? And then there are other passengers saying... I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to not let nature do what it wants
so
to do.
I've got a little snack bag of nuts that you brought from home. Would you say the bag was about like this or a little bigger?
It was a little bigger, but your aim would have to be spectacular.
You would have to put it right on mm-hmm. the spot.
Yeah.
So
right.
to speak.
Right.
Let's say the opening's probably an additional 4 inches from the size of that opening.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to hit the bullseye, Scott.
You might need... some help from your partner. Is that what you're saying?
I'll tell you, I believe that this is the number one.
Well, I believe it.
Overnight.
I believe it.
And all of the news stations have re-picked this up. And the woman's voice that you heard in that, if you recognize her voice, that's Brooke Baldwin from CNN. She was the face of CNN for years. And she's got a potty mouth too, by the way. But she is featured because she said, look, we had a Pope die.
Do you mean poopy mouth?
We had wars going on. She said this issue on a cruise ship just didn't, it wasn't something that was going to make national news. And keep in mind,
Was she on the ship?
She was not.
Oh.
The people on the ship, when power went down, there's no Wi-Fi. So, you know, the cruise line puts out a statement that, yeah, we've had a little bit of a malfunction.
Little hiccup.
But everyone's fine. We're doing great. We'll be back home soon. No one understands because the videos that all these passengers are taking, there's no Wi-Fi. You can do video, but you can't send video.
You can't send it out, yeah.
And then guess what happens? I'm not giving anything away. This is just funny. A passing cruise ship goes by, and all of these drinking, dancing, happy people on the working cruise ship are like, woo! Everyone runs to the side of the ship closest to the passing ship because they think if we get close enough, Wi-Fi will work, and that is how CNN gets involved.
Huh.
Because I kept saying, where's the Coast Guard? No one was telling anyone in these international waters how bad it was.
And did the parent company of the cruise ship not realize they had lost contact with one of their boats?
They talked to one executive who just says the number one issue, what is the rule in a crisis? You tell the media only what they need to know, only as much to get them off your back. He says this.
Right.
They basically lied. They omitted what was happening.
Let's get back to the bags. So
focus here. Focus.
Oh, you had to have focus.
And aim.
Great point from the text line. If you didn't want to use the bag and you were able to go number one off the side of the boat, and it would require a buddy system anyway because of the size of the bag.
Right.
Why not just lean the backside over the railing
because
and let her go?
You would fall to your death.
You would fall.
Well, no, you got the buddy system.
And I will
tell
you,
to your buddy's arm.
Sam, at one point, you know, they're outside. These are on the high seas. There's wind. There are men that decide to relieve themselves off of the balcony. That's what they were told to do.
And it, oh no.
And then the wind.
Oh no.
Got to be upstream.
Start spraying people on other decks.
Oh my God. So back to the bags.
Oh,
what did they do with the bags when they were done?
The staff had to collect them. And they talked to this one woman.
In the hallway?
Yes, in the hallway.
Oh my God.
In the dark. This one woman was on her bachelorette party. And she said, the staff, I'm pretty sure in their job description, never thought part of their duty would be going around and picking up waste. I mean, here's what I will tell you. As hard as I laughed about some of the interviews, and they, I think, were meant to be funny. Some of them are serious. Some of them are not. It really shows you when you are out in the middle of nowhere on vacation and things go south, how quickly they go completely south. Like how heavily we rely on technology and power. Who would have thought that toilets relied on power? I wouldn't have known that.
They don't.
On this ship, they did. The entire plumbing system is somehow connected to the electrical.
Yeah, water pressure, which would be run on a powered system.
It's just one of those, we don't have Wi-Fi. No one in the world knows what's really happening here. And I'm walking through several inches of human waste.
So they're running out of food.
Yes.
Did they open the bar?
It's so funny.
Did they open the bar?
The poor cruise ship lady goes, I told them that is not a good idea.
Safe to say the whole boat became a poop deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need, just please promise me you watch it.
I can't watch it tonight.
Why?
I'm going to support it.
I have given Michael Mackey a directive that he has to watch it so he can call in tomorrow. You know he loves a good cruise.
I would watch it tomorrow, but I still have to clean up the mess from Nancy Miller tomorrow.
Okay, can we stop calling her Nancy Miller?
I don't know her real name.
But I will find you.
And I will kill you. I actually do a decent Liam Neeson.
All right.
Isn't there something really quick from our listeners? Can you tell us if the woman calls back and it's Microsoft, God help her if she calls back. I mean, you can't harm her. She's a billion miles away. But if she calls back or her boss, Greg, calls back, there's got to be something you could do, like an air horn into your phone. Like, what could you actually do to cause them some level of distress?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've actually thought about doing this. And then I thought, no, it's just going to antagonize them and they're going to come after me harder. When she called me this morning, and we were probably on the phone for about 30 seconds, mm-hmm. 35 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling her what to do to herself, where to go,
right.
which was hell, that she belongs in prison, all this other stuff. The only thing I thought was, I just saved somebody else 35 seconds of being harassed by these people.
You're right.
And so it crossed my mind, and I don't think I'm going to do this.
Oh, I've got one.
But it did cross my mind that now that I have their numbers, that I just call them all the time.
Okay.
And take away their opportunity to harass or, dare I say, steal.
From a different phone, yes. And then here's another idea, Sam, and we're not advocating doing anything illegal, nor would we ever on this program. However, what if when they called you back and they want you to send them Bitcoin, or you say, I can only mail something. I can only mail. I don't know how to do Bitcoin.
Well, they're not going to give an address.
Where can I mail you? I've got a check. I've got a cashier's check for $20,000, but I need to mail it to you.
Yeah.
Get an address, and then instead of mailing $20,000, you mail
a
glitter bomb.
I don't think they wanted me to Venmo them or Bitcoin send or anything like that. What they wanted to do was stall me long enough to hang out in my computer.
Yeah, I know.
And look for, my Amazon account or an online banking account. That's all they wanted to do.
Just answer the phone and say, oh, it's not working. Great.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
That's right.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I love to watch baseball, but I don't know how to pronounce all the names. So if I mispronounce this guy's name, forgive me. Arizona Diamondbacks second baseman Ketel Marte broke down in tears on the field during Tuesday night's game in Chicago. Broke down in tears on the field during the game in Chicago last night after a fan made derogatory comments about his late mother.
No.
Mm-hmm. Team spokesman said the fan was immediately ejected from the stadium. The offending fan has been banned indefinitely any future games. Diamondbacks manager tried to console the two-time All-Star during a pitching change in the bottom of the seventh. Quoting here from the manager for the Diamondbacks, I just reacted as a dad would when I went out to change pitchers. I could see he was sobbing. It hurt. Marte's mother died in a car accident in the Dominican Republic in 2017.
My God, what is wrong with people? Seriously. I'll tell you this.
They live vicariously through the teams.
We are starting to talk more about players and mental health. And, you'll see in the dugout this incredible young woman who is the mental health support person mm-hmm. for all of the Kansas City Royals. The teams are starting to acknowledge that what goes on between your ears sometimes is 99% of the battle you're fighting out on the field. You could be most gifted golfer, basketball player, baseball player.
Teams have had psychologists for a long time.
In the world. And you know what else? Ted Lasso normalized that for so many people that did not realize how badly our athletes need emotional support. And my God, that goes for college athletes as well. And so I'm glad that we are normalizing those conversations around sports, but we also need more of it. And I'm so thrilled they kicked that horrible waste of a human being out for good. There is something so wrong with you that you think that that's appropriate. Maybe you've never lost your mother, and I hope that that person hasn't, that you would not know the pain.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just don't have a soul.
I think it's the latter, not the former. I will say this. I had coffee today with a good friend, and he's a little bit off kilter too. And you know, one of the things that we said, we were talking about just getting older and, you know, kids leaving the house and everything. But I pointed to my two temples and I said, this is a dangerous place to play.
Yep.
If you get stuck between your two ears, that is a very dangerous playground to be on. And you can't afford to do that. You've got to, you know, this is why I had coffee with my friend, just to talk about life. This is why I go to a psychologist all the time.
Yeah.
I believe in talk therapy. I really do. Hence the job I have. And I told my buddy at coffee, I said, 2 to 6 is literally my daily free therapy session.
Yeah.
Because I get to talk to you and to Sam and to others just about life. But get it off my chest.
When we were growing up, if someone was in the counselor's office, it was like that.
I know.
Oh, did you see so-and-so's in the counselor's office? Why is so-and-so in the counselor's office? It was this sort of whispered, like my grandmother used to say, he has the cancer. It was always the cancer, by the way. And so I will say this for my children, and I hope that I can paint with this broad brush. And Sam, you are the closest age to my adult children in the building. So for them, it is such a normalized conversation. Oh my gosh. I can give you countless examples where, you know, at one point one of their classmates said, for my mental health, I need to do this. And everyone's like, absolutely, you do you. They have normalized those conversations, more normalized than anyone in our generation.
See, and I still think there's a stigma for people in our age group.
Oh, there's most certainly still a stigma for people in my age group. I mean, you can have in the same conversation, you can have a conversation about how men need to be more in touch with their feelings. And then somebody makes a comment about he's weak or
right.
He's in touch with his feminine side in some derogatory way.
What color panties
way.
Is he wearing?
Right, yeah. Right.
You're right. But I remember when we were kids, and you'll recall this, Dana, if you went to a psychiatrist, you didn't go to a psychiatrist. Where did you go? You went to a shrink.
Yeah, that term doesn't bother me.
I don't think it was a compliment.
I'll say therapist, but if you said you want to see the shrink, I don't think that that's a...
I always thought it was considered mildly derogatory. A shrink.
I'm sure if you are a licensed therapist, you would prefer not to be called that term. That's my guess.
You should see a shrink. Informal. It's a noun. Psychologist, psychiatrist, or psychotherapist. Huh. The term shrink or shrinks in the context of therapists can be traced back to ancient cultural practices and beliefs. It finds its roots in the methods of traditional healers, particularly head shrinkers. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Yeah.
To minimize how much weight you give your own thoughts.
Yeah. All right. I would encourage, I actually think the entire planet should be seeing therapists or psychologists.
Or talking to someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it is, I'll say it, seeing my psychologist over the last 6 years has been life-changing. Life-changing.
Now, to play devil's advocate, I have also heard some horror stories.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You have to find someone that is good for you.
And I know of a couple of people who, quote, therapist shop, which I get that you have to do that because sometimes you don't exactly click with any specific therapist, but yeah. There are people out there who will just go therapist to therapist until they get one that says, you know what, you're right. That person did wrong you, and you're the best person in the world.
You don't
and
need to let it go.
That's not therapy. Sometimes you need to be
right.
told that you're wrong.
Sam, the one therapist that I went once and did not go back, and she meant well, and there are a lot of things about every single person listening that go back to your childhood. so many things do go back to your childhood. This particular therapist would not let it go. She kept saying, what did your parents do to you?
Nothing.
I had completely, you know, especially from age 11 on, quote, normal child. Like, I never saw my parents fight.
But what happened before 11?
Great. Well, we lived in that house I didn't like. Hmm. But I think she was digging for like some dark, deep, hidden secret. Like, and I just kept saying to her, I have been to enough of these sessions that I absolutely understand where you're going with this. But I'm here to tell you, that's not what's causing my anxiety right now. It's just not.
What was it?
I don't remember because this was like 15 years ago.
It was something Craig did for sure.
Totally.
No, I'm going big juicy.
Which, by the way, I wanted to prank him for his birthday, but he's out of town. He is on a golf trip with my mother, and we could not go because we're moving.
Mm-hmm. And neglect.
So I sort of am thinking maybe in the 3 o'clock hour, would it be sort of fun that if we're doing a more light topic, like I don't know, the poop cruise, that when people call in, they could say happy birthday, Craig, and then we'll send him the podcast later. But only if we're not talking about therapy or war or mean people.
If that's what you want, then fine.
We could call him. Do you know he did not answer my call today when I called him to say happy birthday?
I was going to say, Sam, will you call Craig real quick? And I,
not only
Dana and I could wish him a happy birthday.
Did my father not take my phone call? I got the you know what button.
You got the F?
Because like it just went straight to voicemail. He never does not take my call. Every single time I call, he answers. And so I left him a message. I sang him happy birthday. And I said, did you just give me the blank button on your birthday greeting phone call?
He was unable to answer because he was still standing by the mailbox waiting for his CAG shirt.
Waiting for his what?
His CAG shirt.
Nice.
Swing and a miss.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the New York Post. A female lifeguard was impaled by a beach umbrella at the Jersey Shore.
No.
Impalement was so deep, it had to be cut into smaller pieces with a saw before she could be taken to the hospital. Fellow lifeguards and EMS responded to a call of a young woman who had been impaled by a roughly 6-foot-long umbrella at 9:30 in this morning today. The umbrella, quote, went underneath her left shoulder and out her back.
Oh, God.
According to Fire Chief Kevin Ketty, it was protruding by about a foot.
Mm-hmm.
Officials are looking into whether the woman may have been chasing an umbrella blowing in the wind and then fallen on it. Responders had to use a... I'm not laughing at her pain. Responders had to use a bandsaw to cut off the stake.
Oh, my gosh.
In order to fit her into the ambulance.
Well, yeah, because you're impaled this way, and you can't get in the ambulance that way.
The victim, who was conscious and alert, was rushed to Jersey Shore University Medical Center in Neptune.
Okay, I knew this. Last year, if you look this up, it was in June of 2024. On this day, oh, my gosh, June 25th, 2024, an 80-year-old woman was impaled by a beach umbrella. I think this was in Florida. It implanted into her leg. And when you read that story, I'm like, I feel like this is not the first time that's happened. Those beach umbrellas are heavy.
In 2022, 63-year-old Tammy Perrault was killed after a beach umbrella broke loose from its anchor on a South Carolina beach and impaled her through the chest. In 2016... 55-year-old Lottie Belk was killed by a windblown beach umbrella in Virginia Beach.
In 2021, a woman sued the town of Ocean City and the umbrella business they use for, quote, grievous injuries. She was struck and impaled by an umbrella that had been caught by a gust of wind.
Why would you sue the city for that?
Probably because it was their umbrella or it was a city beach.
The umbrellas were not properly secured.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this umbrella impaled into her chest, leaving only the tip embedded.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's what she...
Stop.
The woman survived and the tip was removed successfully. It did not hit any vital organs. Otherwise, she would not have survived.
Thank God.
That is correct.
Yeah.
What are you, 4?
No, I'm about 14, though. I don't make any secret of it. I'm immature. Fine. NBA draft round 1 tonight. Cooper Flagg from Duke expected to go number 1.
Yeah.
Man, if the Mavs do not pick Cooper Flagg, and we're not a sports station, but Mavs fans will probably be standing outside of their facility with pitchforks.
Now, I will say this. Yesterday, I was at home before I got hacked by Nancy Miller. Jerk.
She's going to become a verb every time someone has this happen to them.
Got Nancy Miller.
I was Nancy Miller today.
So before Nancy Miller called, or I called Nancy Miller, I was going through the USA Today. I was doing my show prep, getting ready to send you an email, Sam, with all my stories for the day. And the paper had a mock draft. They said, our final mock draft for the NBA Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So I click on it. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm not a huge NBA fan, but, you know, I go through the mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Cooper Flagg is number 1. Going to the Mavs tonight, probably. And what I really wanted to do was see, you know, were there any Mizzou, K-State, KU players who might be in the first round in this mock draft? The answer, by the way, is no to all three. But as I'm going through this mock draft, I couldn't help but notice if you weren't a foreign player, and there's like 3 from Germany that they think are going to go, 1 from France, a couple of others, almost except one who is a sophomore, almost every single player that will go in the first round of the draft tonight, according to the USA Today, is a freshman.
In college?
Not in high school.
Like 18 years old?
Or 19.
How come in the NFL they don't do that?
Because the NFL is a much more, we need your help now and you better be 350 pounds. Where the NBA is willing to get you and invest in you and see if they can make you something great.
You're either, and Coach Self has said this in speeches before, and it's very funny. He says, people always ask me, what are you looking at when you go out recruiting? And he says, well, they have to be tall.
Yeah.
That, you know, so with the NBA, you have to be tall. But you have to play well.
But they're investing on potential.
But don't you also want some weight on the player to be able to box out and do all that stuff they do?
Well, it's like Johnny Furphy from KU was drafted, but he doesn't get much play time, if any.
Please tell me he adopted a dog named Murphy, because I wanted so bad for him to have a dog that was Murphy Furphy.
Okay.
And when he does get put into the game, at the end of the game, typically, he is just bullied off of every single ball because everybody is 150 pounds more than him.
But Sam, you're proving my point on why college basketball is irrelevant anymore. I didn't even remember him until you mentioned his name.
Murphy Furphy?
Yeah.
Well, you remember he came from Australia. He was just going to go straight into the draft, and somehow Self convinced him to play for a year.
I mean, these kids, they show up for one season. You can't even get connected to them anymore. You don't. There's no investment emotionally from the fans.
We've said it a million times. They opened a Pandora's box that they did not realize they were opening.
They sure did. 913-586-7798. The news is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.